So I will need to rush through my my slides because, well, many reasons. But of course, the main reason is this: the culmination of 2 years or so worth of research and me doing this in 10 minutes now. Of course, three and a half. Of course, I will need to skip many parts and brush over things. So I looked at S/MIME and how terrible everything is, and ways to improving things. And one way was using Acme for S/MIME. And this is what using Acme for S/MIME could look like. You may see that there is a new button there, and we've just did the button to be able to present this screenshot, right? I mean, the button is fully optional, 100%. This actually is silly, the button, but otherwise we wouldn't be able to show anything, because Acme for S/MIME you wouldn't see, because it would be running fully in the background. And how would it look like? Well, we need at least three components. The MUA, of course, because that's where the user clicks the buttons. And then we have the CA, and we have the, well, a mail transport agent, a mail server. And Acme for S/MIME roughly works like this. Somehow you make it order your certificate. And then this order gets forwarded to the CA in question. And as per the Acme protocol, you get sort of a token, like a proof back. And the Acme for S/MIME extension defines that there's half a token coming back via this HTTP-based API, and the other half token comes via email. And then, well, you assemble the email with the full token, send it back. It eventually reaches the CA, and you get your certificate. And then somehow it needs to enter your MUA and configure your accounts. And we've implemented that. So we've implemented the patches for all the components in the on the slide, including Thunderbird. But beware is academic code. So is this really not to be shown to anybody else. And I mean it, like really not. We're shelling out to Python from within Thunderbird. We're shipping Acme Tiny Acme, and it's a heavily patched version, and everything is hard-coded, detections all of all these emails and so. And I think it would send people down a bad path by even looking at it. So I have the patches with me. If anybody makes me drunk, I give them, but it's really not recommended. So then you need a vendor, right? Now you have the protocol, but you need to get the certificate from somewhere. So, well, I took the money, well, my university's money, and I bought certificates from each and every vendor. The one of the main challenges was finding out who sells them in the first place. Because, well, there's this trust list, but it doesn't tell you whether you can buy anything from them. So I researched these 180 root CAs and checked whether you can buy certificates from them. And then I did, except with two, they didn't want my money because, I don't know, so weird. And I measured the time from zero to certificate. And the absolute fastest way was Actalis with almost 3 minutes. But that was because the first two times it failed, so I needed to do it a third time. And then I knew already where to click in the interface. And so it took only 2 minutes for me to get the certificate from Actalis. And, well, it took me 15 clicks. This one is interesting. They took my key, though. So the white round ones is where they make the key for me, and I have no control whatsoever. So then I analyzed the requests and the processes, and I want the certificate, right? How big is the certificate? Roughly like 2 kilobytes, maybe, I don't know, maybe 4. But I need to spend at least 2 megabytes in network data to get the certificate. And out of which, where's the block? Here's the block. Out of which I have 200 requests sent to well-known third-party trackers like Google Analytics and so on. So this privacy-enhancing tool is actively invading my privacy when getting a certificate. And the same for revocation. That makes it worse. To add insult to injury, when I revoke my certificate because I got compromised or I lost it or whatever, my CA automatically tells Google that I've lost my certificate and that I'm now prone to exploitation. So then we also looked at the privacy policies and contractual documents, and we figured that the average size is here in the 3,500 range, 300,000 words, 3,500 words. A speedy reader makes 200 words per minute reading. You probably do 150. 200 is really high. So this means that for reading the privacy policy only, and I'm not reading about the terms of services and all the other documents. I have the raw data with me. If you want to really be upset, then you can look at the raw data. But that means that you need 20 minutes for only reading the privacy policies, if you're speedy and if you know legalese. And this readability index means how many years of education you need in school in order to comprehend what you have. So, well, it's not a very scientific method, but this is what science uses. So it means you need, this 17, I think, is the average. So you need to have spent 17 years in education. That's 13 years, and then you go to university. So you need to have a master's degree. And some even, you know, past me. I have a PhD, and I'm not there yet. So it's terrible. And even then, there's some metrics for the quality of the policies. And, well, we see they're all insufficient, these policies, right? They don't give you enough control, and they don't regulate the things that they should have. All this is the raw details are in these papers, which, you can find, I'm sure. And there's also raw tables and everything. And, that's that. That's the very, very short rush to all the data.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your effort rushing, but also the approach of really digging into the process of the things that were designed sometimes. I think
it made me cry sometimes.
That's very worthwhile work and interesting to see. Any questions?
First of all, sorry. I know you thought about 10 minutes, so. but can you just quickly say something about, what's the state? Can you click SMIM certificates with Thunderbird?
No. That's not the case. I have, there's one, I think I removed the slide because of time reasons. So there's one product that embeds, that actually implements the ACME for S/MIME, an email server. To be honest, I don't know what they're doing, why attach it to the email server, but there's this product. But as far as I know, there's no implementation of the spec in the first place, other than ours. So. Yeah, short answer is unfortunately no. And I mean, the one of the papers, the main motivation was to really discredit these web-based methods, right? Because the main problem of all this is that we have to use the web for all the processes. And I'm not seeing the market go anywhere to leave that method of, you know, offering their services, unfortunately.
Further questions? So I wonder, did you confront S/MIME vendors with your results, or did you get any feedback on it?
So yeah, that is a really, really good one. And we did, but to a much, much lesser extent than I would have liked. And by the time I was getting around to doing it, then, I had a feeling it was too late already. And unfortunately, I have not approached the vendors, and I think I should have. I feel a bit bad about not having done that.
So everybody in a room with a relationship to an S/MIME vendor, just forward the video afterwards, right?
Theoretical question. Let's say we create an authority like Let's Encrypt for this.
Which only costs about $3 million per year.
Because that's the question. How much money do you think we need to do that?
Yeah. So I think...
Rough estimate is fine.
Right. So the web case... We know how much the web thing costs, right? Because it's the IESG is what's it called? The 41C3, like a U.S. charity, and they publish their 990s every year. So you can look through how much it costs. Although let's believe that this is the money and this is true data and so on. Is in the millions, several millions, and only for web. And I say only because I think the web case is relatively easy compared to the email case, because there's personal data involved, actual people, and you know, I think it's vastly more complicated to do the email thing than the web thing, where also many problems are not solved. For example, the revocation is not solved, not for the web, but even less so for the email case. So I think it would cost you a tremendous amount of money. $5 million. Well, I don't know. I would say that's the absolute lower bound of what you need.
Don't have any more technical questions.
All right, thank you very much.
Ach so, ich dachte. Okay.
All right, thank you again.